Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Connie Hamilton, who is a chairperson on the board of the Children's Justice Center, and we are going to talk about the Christmas Tree Regalia, which is coming up on November 29th, and it'll run until December 1st at the Carbon County Fairgrounds Event Center. Connie, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you for stopping by today.
And thank you so much for having me come in and talk about the regalia. You know, it's been 20 years since we did the last regalia. It was in 1997. So this is a good year to be doing it. The Children's Justice Centers in Carbon and Emery County operate mainly on fundraisers and, of course, grants. But we decided this year we would just have one fundraiser this year, and we focused our attention just on Christmas Tree Regalia. As Jordan said, we are going to be hosting this November 29th, 30th, and December 1st, which is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, out to the Special Event Center. We are thrilled to announce that we've already got 55 decorated, beautifully decorated trees that will be up for auction. So don't buy your Christmas tree or your decorations. Come and buy it at the Christmas Tree Regalia. They'll be up for auction, and it goes to the highest bidder. It's a silent auction, of course.
I got to tell you, I can't believe it's been two decades since the last regalia. I remember these, in the 90s, and it was a very popular deal. You and I were talking, kind of reminiscing. It was at the BDAC.
It used to be at the BDAC, and we had to work around, of course, their basketball schedule at this time. So we're thrilled to have the Special Event Center and having it in all three bays out there at Carbon County. Thank you so much for letting us host this out there. And it's easy accessible. We have great entertainment, I have to tell you, and the entertainment slots have all been filled, and that starts from 3:30 until 8:30 every evening. The admission charge is $3 a person. Now, if you're a performer, of course, you will get in for free, but $3 a person, or it's $10 a family. Also, we have a Christmas shop. Jordan, this is just packed full of Christmas decor. So anything that you want for your house, you will find at the Christmas shop. We got Kelly Rasmussen from Sweet Alice Design to set this up for us. And she's come up with some great design artwork to be put in there, as well as her furniture that will display the Christmas goods really well. Lynn Wells, who has won national championships as a chef, is going to be providing all of the concessions, so we'll be able to eat, drink, and be merry. She is doing some of her great pastries, and her delicacies are just worldwide known. And so we're thrilled to have her doing the shop. Also, we have a photo booth. That is, we will be taking pictures with Santa on Thursday evening. And of course, we have a drawing. Donation is $1, and it's cash prizes. So we have a full night of events. We're thrilled to be hosting this. It will be a great family event for everyone in Carbon and Emery counties to come out and enjoy.
Again, we're being joined right now by Connie Hamilton, again, chairperson on the board with the Children's Justice Center. Again, all proceeds will go to the Carbon and Emery Children's Justice Center. With that being said, Connie, talk to me about what events like this actually fill as far as, you know, the proceeds and where they go and how people's money is actually staying here local and helping children.
Right. So the Children's Justice Center has probably about 250 kids that go through it a year. And this will assist with the operational costs. We host other programs such as the Back to School program that provides a backpack and school supplies for the kids. We honestly need to pay our rent to the county for the building. There's just a lot of operational costs that go on with the Children's Justice Center. Of course, we, as a board, we're called the Friends Board, and we're a nonprofit, of course, 501(c), and we have, these boards are nationwide. The board that we're sitting on right now has 10 members, very active, and we appreciate all that they're doing. This is just a volunteer situation. So anybody that would like to serve on our board, we're open, and we'd love you to come fill out the application and feel free to serve on the Children's Justice Center board.
What was it that clicked that I guess, possessed you guys to bring back the Christmas tree regalia, especially after 20 years? I mean, because that's a long time to go away from something to go back to it.
Well, it initially was for the Children's Justice Center when it was located on 1st and 3rd, and all proceeds went to it. And the last year that we had Christmas tree regalia, we generated enough funds to carry it through for quite a few years. So it just got to be a lot of work to continue it, which is sad because people did look forward to it. But when we talked about fundraisers that we were going to do, we've kind of depleted our resources on who we can employ to donate to these. So we thought, well, let's just get everybody, schools, churches, everyone, individuals involved in it. And that's pretty much where it's at right now. Everyone has been able to teamwork together and come up with some original ideas for these trees.
And even if you don't plan on purchasing a tree, there's plenty of other incentive to go out to this event.
Oh, absolutely. And just to walk through and view the trees and listen to the Christmas music. And this is such a great kickoff to the Christmas season, just the weekend right after Thanksgiving. So we hope to see everyone come out and enjoy Christmas Tree Regalia 2017.
November 29th. 30th, December 1st.
Correct.
So 3 days. It's $3 for adults, $2 for children, $10 for families. And remember, all the proceeds will go to the Carbon and Emory Children's Justice Center.
That's so true. Thanks once again, everyone, for supporting the Children's Justice Centers. This is one entity that is very important to our county.
Definitely, definitely. Connie, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Typically, it seems like I only get to talk to you around the Creek Festival, but now we have the Christmas tree regalia.
Absolutely, absolutely. Community service is the name of the game.
That's right. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.